90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Near FM, and my guest today is Shauna Sweeney, who is the coordinator of the Dublin Culture Club. Hello.
Hello, how are you? How are you, Maya?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm very well. Thanks very much for having me on.
Not at all. I'd like you to, first of all, explain what the Culture Club is and who can join it.
Of course. So Culture Club is a cultural access project that we run as part of one of our very many initiatives as part of Dublin City Council Culture Company. It's essentially connecting people to museums, galleries, libraries and archives all across Dublin. We bring people on a guided tour with a very knowledgeable tour guide. It's open to everyone. People from all age groups, different backgrounds.
All age groups.
We've actually done some culture club tours for kids, but obviously majority are over 18 and anyone is welcome to come along. And we bring them to these beautiful cultural venues that are happening all across Dublin. And then afterwards we have a complimentary tea and coffee, as we call them. It's a tea and chats.
And how much is it to join the club?
It is completely free.
Free?
Of course, yes, completely free, yes.
I like that word.
I think people love to hear that word. So yeah, the programme was set up as a direct response to tea and chats that we run across Dublin through conversations with people from all over the city. And the chats identified that there was a real lack of awareness of what was happening in these cultural venues, that there were all these amazing events and tours that were completely free and were there for everyone to go on. And for one reason or another, people felt like they couldn't go, that maybe the cultural venue wasn't for them, or maybe they were a little bit shy and they didn't want to go by themselves. So as a direct response, we set up Culture Club, where you can come along with us, come along with a group, either by yourself or with a friend, and you can go and explore these beautiful places. And I'm there myself. I also have a lovely engagement team who will be there in the day and go around, have a lovely guided tour, and then afterwards a cup of tea.
And it's free.
It's all free.
Sorry, Shauna. Is the tea and coffee free?
The tea and coffee. It's all complimentary. It's part of our programme for Dublin City Council Culture Company. Oh. Yes. And it's because the conversations that we have afterwards, they're of as much value as the tour itself. So it's wonderful to sit down with these people and to hear what they think of the tour, to hear what brought them there today, what interests they have, and if they've ever gone to these venues before, and if not, why not? Oh. And it's really about getting them started on a cultural journey.
Can I ask you, it's an absolutely amazing idea, first of all, my understanding would be right now that it's been a great success.
It has, it's really grown, yeah.
And have you plans to extend it or what?
We do. So I was actually explaining that to you before, that it has gone from strength to strength. I took over the programme in January of 2018. The year before that, we had about 43, I think it was, culture clubs, and over 500 people would have attended.
Sorry, how many culture clubs?
About 43 throughout the year, yes. Okay. So that was in 2017. Now, by the time it came to 2018, it had grown quite a bit more than that. So we had about 100 tours, or a little bit over that, in 2018.
And your average number?
We had over 2,000 people in 2018 coming on the tours, which was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It's open Pandora's box?
Yeah, so this year we have had over 1,300 people to date come on the tours, and we've had over 70 events already, and we're only in July. So yeah, so in August our hope is to take a break but come back bigger and better than ever. How we work it at the moment is people can get in touch with us either through texting, calling or emailing. And we're going to look at our system and just to see how we can make it even more accessible, how we can get more people coming on the tours. It's a program we want to be open to absolutely everyone. And so our hope is that we can increase the capacity, even add more tours on, and
That's amazing.
Just keep letting people come along and have some fun.
Oh my goodness. I just want to ask two small questions. The libraries, because Dublin City Council is over the libraries, will they advertise them? Will they have leaflets or something?
Yeah, we have a printed brochure, if you ever see it. It's called Culture Club. So as I said, we're run by Dublin City Council Culture Company. So we have our brochures that at the moment are running from May to July, and the brochures are in all of the Dublin City libraries, including also some of the cultural venues that are partners as part of Culture Club. So these can be found in the museums, galleries, National Library. So it's very easy to get to find these, pick up a brochure and get in touch with us.
Oh, that's amazing. And the other question I wanted to ask.
Yes.
The Culture Club, does it run all year round?
It does. It does run all year round. We've had a very busy year already, as I said. Since January, we've had over 70 events just this year alone. Now we will, as I was mentioning earlier on, we'll take a little break in August, but September onwards we'll be hitting the ground running again, and more events than ever.
Are you a little sure? I mean, when I say you, I mean the whole team. The powers that be in Dublin City Council, are they a little shocked at how quickly it's grown, or are they happily surprised?
I think we're very, very happily surprised, to be honest. It's, you know, the Dublin City Council Culture Company, all of our projects, at the heart of everything we do, it's about engagement and it's about making cultural connections. So for us, the connection, it grew from people going to museums and galleries and finding, you know, once again, an interest or a love of culture and their city. But for me, what I've been really happily surprised about is the tea and chats that happen afterwards and the conversations. It's the connections people are making with other people, and they're making new friends. And I think that's why it's growing as quickly as it is, and what makes it stand out from a normal tour.
The human connection.
It's the human connection. It's the social aspect at the very end of a Culture Club tour. It's, you're not just going on a tour and then that's it, you're walking away. It's the impact it's having on people, and from the conversations I've been having and the feedback, it's from people just sitting down at the end of a tour and speaking to a man or woman beside them that they may never have met before, and swapping tips and advice on other places to go, or have you been to this venue or this exhibition. And it is, it's about making connections, but real human connections.
I think the whole idea, I think it's just amazing. And it's kind of, you've hit it on the head, because I know Irish people love to talk and Dublin people love to talk. And I think we're the only country in the world that has four Nobel writers that won, or maybe I'm wrong now, that won the Nobel Peace Prize. And but I just want to ask you something a little personal.
Of course.
Are you crazy about, do you like history yourself?
I do. So my background is actually art history. I studied history of art in UCD. So as part of that course, history and English literature. And we're also involved. So I just say, I think I get as much fun going on the tours as anyone else. So as part of my job as the Culture Club coordinator, I obviously program the content and the venues that we're going to each month. But I have the really, really lovely job of getting to facilitate the tours. So I'm always there with the group or one of my colleagues if I'm not able to make it. And yeah, I really enjoy it. I really love going to all these different places and hearing the tour guides and what they have to say. Each venue is so unique, whether it's going into the archives and the, you know, in the National Archives or the Registry of Deeds. We can go to the rooftop garden in Chester Beatty. Then the National Museum, like we've got Collins Barracks, which is again beautiful collection. And of course, we have a wonderful tour in 14 Henrietta Street. We actually had a Culture Club just recently. It was a musical tour.
A musical?
A musical tour, and it was beautiful. I have to say, we had a 93-year-old man who came in with his three children, and they honestly were singing the whole way through. We had a huge group, actually. We had 24 people on the tour, and everyone was singing their hearts out, and it was just, it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful, beautiful tour, and it's just lovely. It's a really fun thing to be a part of.
So it's breaking out into different areas,
yeah.
And but the core is people are talking to each other.
Mm.
If they learn something new,
yeah.
They chat afterwards, they have a cup of coffee, and then they tell other people.
That's it. It's all about cultural access and starting their own cultural journey, that it hopefully inspires someone to keep going and to keep exploring their own city. All of these places are free, they're on everyone's doorstep. I think we're fantastic at being tourists in other cities, and this is just about promoting what we already have and getting out and exploring it, and hopefully with friends and family. And you know, we just want to be the introduction, really, and to make it a little bit easier for people to go to these places.
I'm just wondering, it's such a simple idea.
It is,
that it's
yeah.
completely ingenious. I'm just wondering, I've never heard of this concept in any other country or any other major city that I've ever
yeah.
visited, because, I mean, I have just happened to have relations everywhere.
Oh, right, okay.
But I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, because it is so simple and so marvelous.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm definitely going to join.
Oh,
and I am
goodness.
Going to put my name down. and maybe even, and I'll take one of your brochures.
Oh,
and the other thing I was going to ask you is that you did say, of course, earlier that people can get the brochures from various venues,
yes.
including their libraries,
mm.
And so forth. And you will, just to remind listeners, that in August, the Culture Club are winding down for a month to extend or redevelop.
Yeah,
is that the word?
Just to get bigger and better, and hopefully to, you know, keep. We have such a high demand at the moment. As I said, we have gone from having 500 people attending tours in over the year of 2017 to now last year over 2,000 people came on the tours, and we had over 100 events, and it's incredible. So what our hope is that from September onwards, we might have a new booking system, and it's just all about making it easier than ever for people to be able to come to the tours. We do realise they're getting so popular, and we love more people than ever to be able to come along.
Sean, I just want to ask you, how many different venues do you actually visit?
So since Culture Club has started, it's grown quite a lot, and now we go to between 12 and 14 different venues every month.
12 to 14?
Yes, yeah.
Amazing.
We are very busy, and I have the girls in the office very busy as well. We're all running around going to these places, but lots of really lovely places to go and see. So we have Chester Beatty Library, the Hugh Lane Gallery, IMA, the National Museums. You know, we've so many wonderful places to go to. We've just taken on recently the Registry of Deeds, and which is a really unusual one to go as well. We obviously are based in 14 Henrietta Street, and we have a gorgeous musical tour running at the moment as part of that. And loads of places, the National Gallery, the list just keeps going on. And we want to keep growing. We really want people to see what's on their doorstep and what they can come along to. So yeah, it's getting big.
Big and more wonderful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely wonderful.
And really keeping us busy, but it's wonderful to be popular. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, Shauna, it's been an absolute pleasure and a delight to talk
Thank
to you.
You.
And I have to say, Dublin City Council, fair play to them, and three round of applause to them.
It's really been going so well.
Well, it's just absolutely wonderful. And I just want to say thank you very much for coming in and talking
Thanks
to Neera. FM. And no, an absolute honour. And just one tiny little thing.
Mm.
When you set up the new system and get going, mm. and because you're obviously going to expand,
yes,
would you come back and talk to us later
we
on in the year?
Absolutely love to come back and talk to you, definitely, especially once we're all set up with our programme from September onwards. We'd love you to come in and tell your listeners a little bit more about Culture Club. So for anyone who would love to come along to Culture Club, and as Myra was saying, we will be back from September onwards. So if you want to come along on a free guided tour and have some tea and coffee afterwards and a little chat with us, you can text or call on 086 810 1783. Or you can email us at cultureclub@dublincitycouncilculturecompany.ie, and then we have a website as well, so just log on to www.dublincitycouncilculturecompany.ie. Daddy, and you'll find all about our other wonderful programs that we have going on, and Culture Club is there as well.
Well, I would really appreciate that. In the meantime, thank you very much, and I expect all the listeners to get involved in the autumn, the late autumn, and go and visit all these places. And remember the famous word, free, 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 and even the coffee and tea.
And a biscuit, of course.
A biscuit, course. All right. Well, I just have to, on that note, I'm going to say thank you very much, Shauna, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.